Latte, vasi, čas, žati, muziki, milje, a do amate čas. U te veseli, te ja moja ti, matova kapela, tahra je vesela.
Sail and sail. Oh, yeah, the great Harold Strand and his orchestra out of Waco. Again, one of the few bands out of the Waco area that I know of, Harold Strand, and I don't think they perform in public a whole lot. I think there's Height Miller's steakhouse in Waco that Harold performs at on Friday nights, just him and an accordion. But as far as public, you know, performances by his band, I don't think they do too many of those, but a great band nonetheless, Harold Strand and his orchestra. What do we hear? The Clock on the Steeple Polka. And then right before that, a little nice little Landler called Quit Your Pouting. I like like that. And then, of course, the White Horse Polka before that. And before Harold Strand, we had a couple from Eddie Ray and the Polka Dots from right here in Taylor, Texas. They were popular, I guess, the late 70s, early 80s, because I know my wife, Marcy, grew up here in Taylor, and she used to see them around at some of the SP halls and go listen to them and knew all the guys in the band. So Eddie Ray and the Polka Dots doing, what do we have, In the Valley Waltz. And before that, Come to Us Joe Polka. And then right before Eddie Ray, we had our good brothers, the Praha Brothers, our good friends, the Praha Brothers, at a temple, Billy Havlick and Mike Morris and Russell Kalkbrenner. Who else is in that band? David Fraga, Ray Modal, of course, on accordion, and just the rest of the guys doing, what did we have here? Dreamboat Waltz with that nice accordion intro. And right before that, we had the Youth and Pleasure Polka and the Westphalia Waltz. So nice little set there from the Praha Brothers. Right before then, we had the Kaluja Band out of West, up 35 little ways, doing the Texas Polka. And right before that, the Midnight Rose Waltz. And then, like I said, we started that set off with the Steve Okonski Band out of Bremond, doing a polka called Stop This Fighting, Boys. And then, of course, started that set off with, like I mentioned, the Bremond Polish Wedding Dance. Some real rustic, earthy kind of sounding material there, but something I personally really enjoy. I really enjoy that kind of homegrown, home-recorded sound, you know, that really lets you know that that's the way it sounded, that's the way they played. This is about as close to live as you're going to get. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you're enjoying our look at bands of Central Texas here as we start off our probably at least half-year-long look at bands of Texas and the different geographical areas they came from and kind of break things down a little bit for you. So almost through. We got just a couple of bands left. Start off this last set with a band I don't know hardly anything about, Frank Vrana, out of Taylor. And as far as I know, he only recorded 145. The polka we're going to play here, When I Met You, and then the flip side, I believe, is a waltz called Broken Love that Leroy Matoka plays on his show a lot and got a lot of airplay during the day that it was out, and I'm trying to track that down, so hopefully at some point I'll be able to play that for you. But anyway, we're going to start things off this last little set with Frank Vrana out of Taylor doing a very rare recording, one called When I Met You. Jag kan se
provodí. Žádná, žádná jiná, Anežka moje milá. Žádná, žádná jiná, Anežka moje milá. Pepičku rozmili, se trošku opili. Pepičku rozmili, se trošku opili. Zůstaňte tady u nás, svoja nám pozor na váš. Zůstaňte tady u nás, svoja nám pozor na váš. Žádná jiná, Anežka moje milá. Žádná, žádná jiná, Anežka moje milá. Pepičku rozmili, se trošku opili. Pepičku rozmili, se trošku opili. Zůstaňte tady u nás, svojak nám pozor na váš. Zůstaňte tady u nás, svojak nám pozor na váš.
ja plakala, gris mnie nikt nie boli. Proč spić ja plakala, gris mnie nikt nie boli. Milowali sem se, milowali sem se, jako ja ho lubi. Milowali sem se, milowali sem se,
řekni, že mi mám rád. Posla mi úsměv letmý, to lik nesmělý byl. Počka si až je s dětmi, a pak mě políbil. Láska se lik svět mění, všecko je jinací. Zima studená není, tvrdá mes nehlací. Včera neděla byla, včera byl hezký čas. Včera neděle byla, za týden bude zás. Smět let mi, tolik nesmělý byl. Počka si až je žet mi, a pak je chodlý byl. Láska se li svět mění, všecko je jinací. Zima studená není, na městné placi. Včera neděla byla, včera byl hezký čas. Včera neděle byla, za týden bude zás. hýbáš, že jsem byl hodičký a nemám matičky. Kamené srdce máš, pro jiné se díváš, ten, kdo si více dává, tomu svou lásku.
Proč k nám nechodí? Snad zase k nám postu najde, až ten kosou se sne najde. Jetel, ten jetel, jeteličko uvodí. Snad zase k nám postu zajde, až ten kosou na stu najde. Jetel, ten jetel, jeteličko uvodí.
Hey, I recognize that band. That, of course, being the Dance Hall Boys, my old band. And what do we have there? Well, I've got the list in front of me. I've just got to check it out here. Clover by the Water Polka. Actually, the very first song we ever recorded over in Austin. And, gosh, when was it? I guess late, early, about February 1995 in John Andrzejczyk's living room. about a 10 by 10 foot square living room. We crammed everybody in there and recorded that thing. And about, oh, 5 or 6 hours, we did 6 songs. It was, seems like a million years ago, to be honest with you. But anyway, Clover by the Water Polka. And then before that, we had the Stoneheart Waltz. And then a little two-step number, Czech style, one called Yesterday Was Sunday. And, of course, Dance Hall Boys being from Austin. And then before that, we had our current incarnation, the Czech Melody Masters from Austin or Taylor. We kind of haven't really decided where we're from. I guess I kind of handle some of the details, and I'm from Taylor, but Thomas Dernan handles a lot of the other stuff, and he's from Austin, so we kind of split it halfway. But anyway, a few numbers by our band, Alone in the World Waltz, a live recording done out to Taylor SP, the Red Rose Polka, and then before that, the Happy Joe Waltz. And like I said, we started that set off with Frank Vrana and his band out of Taylor doing a polka called When I Met You. So that's going to do it for this month, I guess the month of January into February. Probably be back in March with our next show. I haven't decided which geographical area I'm going to be featuring then, but hopefully it'll be the Dallas area. I can move back up north, but if not, I may move down to Houston. There's a lot of great bands from the Houston area, so I may do that area next. But it'll be a lot of fun, and I know you'll enjoy it, so come back and see us. That's going to do it for this month. Like I said, got a lot of cool things coming up with this geographical look at the different bands of Texas. Also, got a ton of new music in recently. I have to say a huge thank you to David Derzanovich up in Binghamton, New York, who sent me a full tape of about 36 Jerry Mazanet's 78s that are just fantastic. So at some point later in the year, I'm going to do an all 78 show again and feature a lot of this great music and a lot more that I've gotten from different sources, and really give you some of that old-time stuff that you can't find anymore. But David, huge thank you to you. I really enjoyed those. He also sent me some other kind of a put-together band out of Nebraska, some of the kind of an all-star band doing a tribute to Jerry Mazanet, some of his pieces that they actually got together with Jerry Mazanet's and borrowed the music and re-recorded some of them in stereo, and they sound awesome. And also some great music from the Czech Republic on one of those great Apon albums. So David, thank you so much for all that music. And also a huge thank you to Glenn Lucina down in McAllen, who sent me some very unique stuff. I'm doing a project for Glenn right now. He's got a bunch of old home recordings of his dad and his uncle on dulcimer and accordion and guitar, electric mandolin, recorded over like a 20-year span that they would record in the bedroom or the living room of his house. And I'm in the process of kind of cleaning those up and putting those together, identifying some of the pieces, and they are fantastic. And hopefully, with Glenn's permission, I'm going to try to feature some of those on a future show, because they're truly outstanding and just a rare find. It's really neat to get some of this stuff that, you know, somebody actually, you know, never had a band or anything, just, you know, people that just recorded in their homes. And that's really kind of the whole spirit of Czech polka music down in here in Texas. That's pretty much where most of the great bands started, the Bachas and the Pateks. Adolf Hoffner, the Vrajals, bands like this, they all started as family bands, playing on Sundays after church, you know, for their relatives, for their friends, just for their own amusement. So that's really cool, and hopefully, like I said, I can feature some of that in the future. And Glenn also sent me another tape he had just found with just labels on it, no song titles or anything, and I've been able to identify most of the songs on that tape. And there's some awesome stuff on there, a bunch of recordings by the Eurechka Orchestra that Thomas Dernan didn't even know about, so you know that's pretty rare. And then some other material I'm still trying to identify, and a few 78s by Adolf Pavlis that, again, I didn't have, Thomas Dernan didn't have, so some pretty rare stuff. So a lot of cool things to look forward to in the next, you know, upcoming year. Say a quick hello to Fritz Jora, and golly, I'm trying to think of some of the other people that have just found the show. You know, every month it seems like I get a couple of emails from somebody who's just found the show for the first time and is enjoying it. So hopefully in the future, I always print out everybody's emails. I just left them at work. So by the next show, I'm going to try to read off a bunch of you guys that have signed the guest list and sent me emails. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much for finding the show and telling your friends about it. And hope you'll come back and keep listening. So thanks, everybody, for sticking around. We're going to get on out of here, and we'll see you probably in March with a new show. And in the meantime, I'm going to feature one of those great recordings I got from Glenn Lacina. And this is, like I said, a very rare Adolf Pavlis and the Gold Chain Bohemians 45 that I never heard of before. And it's even got vocals, which is even more rare. So we're going to get on out of here with Adolf Pavlis and his band from, I guess I would assume, the 1930s sometime, off an old rare Vocalion 78. Doing that great Pivo Cervene Red Beer Polka. So until next time, take care, be safe, and we will see you back in March. Bye-bye.
Be what you're ready.